want to bail out. Now's the time, because I'm going to eat some stuff I don't even know anything about. I've been working on this for almost a year and a half, these sorts of thing, and they're kind of journals. Didactic journals. Instructional. Evangelical kinds of journals. I will read three shorter ones. Sorry, they're 50 lines each. But they surround two, or will, I hope, when I'm finished, longer ones of about 11 or 12 pages each, where what I'm talking about technically in these smaller ones will obtain, thank you, in the longer ones. And they are attempts at trying to use a long conversational imagistic line. It's something I'm not really sure can be done, but I'm going to try to do it. The middle one, called March Journal, tries to take the old process of marginalia, where Coleridge, Crane, Donald Justice, more recently, explicates what's going on in the poem on the side. I put it into the text, and it doesn't explicate the text, but explicates the technical matters going on. You got 5 seconds to get out. 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. First one is called Yard Journal. Actually, all three of these are basically about my yard back in Virginia. Great yard, as you'll see. Yard Journal. Mist in the trees and soiled water and grass cutting splotched the driveway. Afternoon starting to bulk up in the west a couple of hours down the road. Strange how the light hubs out and wheels concentrically back and forth after a rain, as though the seen world quavered inside a water bead swung from a grass blade. The past is never the past. It lies like a long tongue we walk down into the moist mouth of the future, where new teeth nod like new stars around us, and winds that itch us and plague our ears sound curiously like the old songs. Each of these is an entry, supposedly into a journal. Deep dusk and lightning bugs alphabetize on the east wall, the carapace of the sky blue-ribbed and buzzing somehow outside it all. Trees dissolving against the night's job, houses melting in air. Somewhere out there an image is biding its time, burning like Abraham in the cold, swept expanses of heaven, waiting to take me in and complete my equation. What matters is abstract and is what love is. Incandescent inside the memory, continuous and unexpungible as love is. Blue jays bound like a kangaroo's in the lawn's high grass, then up in a brush stroke and over the hedge in one arc. Light weights down the azalea plants, yesterday's cloud banks and frescoed still just under the sky's cornice, cardinal quick transfusion into the green arm of the afternoon. Wax-like flowers of sunlight drift through the dwarf orchard and float under the pygmy peaches and pears all over America. And here, too, the blossoms continuing down from nowhere out of the blue. The mockingbird's shadow is burned in the red clay below him. Exclusion's the secret. What's missing is what appears most visible to the eye. The more luminous anything is, the more it subtracts what's around it, peeling away the burned skin of the world, making the unseen seen. Body by new body, they all rise into the light, tactile and still damp. That rhododendron and dogwood tree, that spruce, an architecture of absence, a landscape whose words are imprints, dissolving images after the eyelids close. I take them away to keep them there. That hedgehorn, for instance. That stalk. A bumblebee the size of my thumb rises like geryon from the hard Dantescan gloom under my window sash to lift the rain gutter's tin bulger, then backs out like a hummingbird spiraling languidly out of sight. Shoulders I've wanted to sit in, a ride I've wanted to take, deposited into the underlight of cities thronged in the grass, fitful illuminations, iron-colored plain that lies littered with music and low fires, stone edge of the pit at the end of every road, first faces starting to swim up. Biko, my man, are you here?